Now, in the studio today, we have Jasmine Birch, who is the festival founder of Keys to the City. And so this is going to be happening on Sunday. It's a super special one-day mini-festival dedicated to showing the versatile and much-loved instrument, the keyboard. And so this is the first time it's going to be happening. Is that right?
Actually, it's the third year.
Oh, terrific. Okay.
Third year in a row, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me. So I wanted to start with, how did this concept for this festival dedicated to the keys first originate?
Well, I'm a keyboard musician myself, so I've grown up, you know, playing gigs and stuff, and it seems to always be, you know, about the bands and the guitarists, and I thought, let's shine a bit of a spotlight on keyboard musicians.
That's awesome. I'm a keyboard musician myself, so this is really cool news. And now, what do you think are going to be some of the highlights of the event this year?
Well, we're doing it COVID safe, so there's a few differences. Obviously, you know, you've got all your rules, but we were still able to go ahead. So we've got 16 acts on two different stages. There are no clashes, so they swap between the two stages. And yeah, there's an amazing lineup of acts.
Yeah, and we're talking a huge diversity of genres, which are including. So they're going to be solo acts, duo acts, right?
Yeah.
And we're talking like some pretty awesome Adelaide musicians. We're just listening to one of them, The Cameramen. But there are some pretty big names on here. Are there any of your personal favourites?
I'm pretty excited to see Isaac and his best friends. There's a few on there, you know, going through and picking all the acts is really hard because I've had lots of people interested. But yeah, so we've got a big range. You've got one stage that's playing solos and duos, and then we've got the other stage that's doing some of the bigger bands, and that's like a full setup stage. We've got Derringer's sponsoring us.
Yeah, that's
great.
Cool.
So they're helping and getting behind us.
Yeah. So how did you find kind of scouting for musicians? It would have been pretty easy for you since you're already in the scene and you're a muso, right?
Yeah. A lot of it started off with, you know, people that I'd seen gigging around me because, you know, there's always the same few Adelaide musicians that do the same open mic, same few gigs. And it started there, and then I kind of put it out on Facebook and I was like, you know, who's interested? And there was quite a lot of reaction, which was great. And that's how I got such a big lineup and it became kind of a festival.
Okay, that's awesome. So we're speaking with Jasmine Birch, who's the founder of the mini festival Keys to the City, taking place this Sunday, 27th of September, from 1 to 8pm at Shadow Apollo. So this is a 7-hour, like a full festival you're talking. So it would have been a big staff you've accumulated over the last 3 years being the
definitely.
Founder. Yeah. How did that go, actually, getting this off the ground in the first place?
It was pretty hard. At first, it was in Music SA's Umbrella Music Festival. And so they gave us, you know, a bit of marketing promotion and help. But then, yeah, you know, Chateau Polo have been amazing and really helpful as, you know, like I'm just starting out kind of trying to event manage this massive event. But yeah, it's slowly grown and we're getting some bigger name acts, which has been great. Yeah,
that's cool. So how did Derringer's get involved? Was this their first year doing it?
This is their second year doing it. And yeah, so I just, you know, spoke to one of the people there and they were pretty interested. They thought it was a great idea and they were happy to help in any way that they could.
Oh, that's awesome. Their keyboard selection is incredible.
Oh,
you must have played on like the Grandmother or the Moogs. Oh, man, it's so much fun. So are they actually going to be sponsoring like any of the bands to play some wacky synthesizers?
Yeah, so they've sponsored our whole backline and they're bringing in, I think, a few keyboards for the main stage. But yeah, no, it's really exciting.
That's really thrilling. So what do you find about the keys, which is such a, like an attractive element about it as a player yourself?
I just think it's a little bit different. Like, there's a lot that you can do on it and there's a lot that you can do to showcase it, like as a specialty within a song kind of thing. You've got a whole band and they're all just playing, you know, a standard kind of, you know, chord progression and the keyboard can just show off quite a lot.
Absolutely. With, like, the arpeggiator functions and, like, you can go so deep into it. Yeah. So you're going to be doing just a piano set on a synthesizer, I imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What synth are you playing? I know it's hard to pick a favorite child. It must have been tricky for you.
At the moment, I'm playing an Roland FA08.
Okay. Yeah. Is that one you're familiar with?
Yeah. So that's my own keyboard that, and I can use it. And later on in the day, I'm playing a set with a mate of mine and it's like an R&B kind of set. So I use the proper synthesizer functions and bring out some drum beats and stuff like that.
Wow, that's interesting. And so, like, where else have you played? Earlier before the show, we were just talking about, like, what kind of things you've been doing and what you've been in the music scene. So, like, where else have you played?
I played around the place. I used to play a bit at the West Therby, the Gov. Played a bit at the Metro. Less as of COVID, obviously. I had my first gig the other week since COVID, so that's been good to get back out there kind of thing. yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So just having a look at this set list here. So who is your friend who's going to be doing the R&B set with you?
That's Ignition.
Ignition. Oh, okay, that's cool. So what can we expect from the sound of that kind of thing like?
Yeah, so we do some covers of some old school R&B, and she's a rapper. So you've got her rapping, you've got me singing kind of thing, but then you've got my keyboard sounds mixed with my drum beats.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, and also, like, the Adelaide scene's really small. Like, the R&B hip-hop scene is pretty tiny. I only could name you a couple of bands, really.
Mm.
And especially kind of, like, live synth stuff. You usually hear synth tracks being played as, like, a backing track. So are you really for the live synthesizer sound?
Yeah, definitely. Like, with that act, that is one of the things that we've really focused on. So we play it all live. So she'll rap, I'll sing, and I'll play keyboard at the same time as playing my own drum beats. So they're not pre-recorded.
Oh, really? So you're playing them live? Okay. Yeah. Do you do looping, I suppose?
Not really. So we try to make it a full live set.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting. Are you of the same opinion that like analog synthesizers should come back and it should be more of a kind of traditionalist thing? Or are you embracing the modern?
I think a bit of both. I think it'd be cool, but I also think, you know, embracing it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there are tons of interesting new companies starting to produce this. And we're lucky to have Derringer's being probably our only synthesizer, distributor here. How old were you when you got into synthesizers?
I started playing piano in year two, but it was only till, you know, mid-high school that I started playing my own stuff. And it was less classical, more what I wanted to be playing.
Oh, okay. And you were playing in bands in the Adelaide scene, or were you just kind of mostly solo?
I have played in a few bands, not that many, mostly solo, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it's tricky. I play in a couple bands with synthesizers, and it's a bit hard getting it mixed because you have all the presets which you need to use. And I guess you're just sticking to like kind of, you know, a couple presets for the set, so it should be pretty easy. But you would be pretty close with the mixer as well and the people on the sound team, is that right?
Yeah, definitely. They've been amazing and such a great help to help the festival go forward.
Yeah, and Shadow Apollo is a terrific venue. Amazing, I'm a big fan of their stuff. Are you working with like kind of the house mixer there, or bringing in your own people?
Yeah, so we're working with the house mixer there.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, Shadow Apollo, it's going to be happening this Sunday from 1 to 8 p.m. And thank you very much for joining us
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, that's great. And do you have anything else to add about what's going to be happening this Sunday?
Just that it's a family-friendly event. That was the main thing. It's $20 a ticket and they're at the door. And yeah, just, you know, get out of the house. There aren't that many events going on that are able to be held with, you know, COVID safety regulations. And we're able to do this. Chateau Apollo have been helpful enough to let us, change everything around so that we can make this a safe event for everybody. So, yeah, come down.
That's great. And if people want to see the set times to see their favorite acts, we're going to be having a listen to one of the acts. I'll keep that a surprise. They can focus on the Instagram or Facebook pages, and there'll be the set lists uploaded,
yeah,
I imagine.
So Keys to the City on Keys City 2020 on Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah, great. And then you can just search online if you need to find it. But be there or be square. I reckon I'll be there. That sounds really cool. Perfect.